Today's Asala Puja. Asala is the name of the month. Puja means to pay homage. We're not paying homage to the month, we're paying homage to the fact that on the full moon of this month, the Buddha gave his first Dhamma talk and gained his first noble disciple. The Dhamma talk was about the Noble Eightfold Path, the Four Noble Truths. Set out his most important teachings right away. He gave this talk to the five brethren, the group of five monks. These are monks who had attended him when he was undergoing austerities. And then when he gave up on the austerities, they gave up on him. They left. Then he went off, found the true path to awakening, and then decided to teach them. He thought of teaching his previous teachers, but they had passed away and gone into the formless realms where you couldn't reach them. So he walked from Bodh Gaya to Benares, which is where the group of five were staying. Gave him this talk. We celebrate this talk because it is the point at which the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha all became complete. Up at that point, the Buddha was awakened, but he hadn't yet taught anybody. And part of being a true Buddha is that you can teach other people to gain awakening. The Dhamma existed as a truth, but hadn't been put into words. What's called Sasana Dhamma. But now it's put into words. Words that were not only true about the topic of suffering and how it could be cured, but would persuade people to know exactly where in their minds they should look for suffering, where they should look for the cause, and how they can put the cause to an end, and put suffering to an end as a result. This is all laid out. And finally, the leader of the group of five, Gondanya, got the Dhamma eye. He saw that whatever is subject to origination is all subject to passing away. Seeing also what was not subject to origination and not subject to passing away. In other words, seeing the deathless. When he saw the deathless, he knew the deathless. He wasn't fully awakened yet, but at least he had the first noble attainment. That's when Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha all became complete. We have our guides, we have our examples now in the world that it is possible through your efforts to gain awakening, and the teachings that the Buddha left behind are effective. So we have this opportunity now. It's good to remind ourselves of it. This is one of the reasons why we celebrate this event every year. We take that first year of the Buddha's awakening and imprint it on our year to realize that we're living in the same world where that happened. And the possibility of our gaining the Dhamma eye is here as well. So we pay homage to that. As the Buddha said, when you pay respect, you open your heart. So we pay respect to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. We open our heart to their example. Try to learn about their qualities and then imbue our own hearts and minds with their qualities. That's the highest form of homage that we can pay. We just give candles, flowers, and incense, carry the candles around the ordination hall. That's one level of respect. But the true level of respect is homage to the practice. John Mun used to say to his students, you're out in the forest, you don't have candles, you don't have incense. Well, take your five fingers as your candles and incense. Raise them in respect to the Buddha. And then show your real respect by practicing his teachings. Because after all, that's why he went to all that effort to become a Buddha. Not so that we can receive flowers and incense from people, but so that he could be of true use and true benefit to people at large. Not only during his generation, but for many generations to come, including our generation. So as we practice, we're helping to keep the Dhamma alive. Because the Dhamma is the truth, is always there. But there will come a time when the Dhamma as a teaching is no longer available. The reason it's available and it's still honored is because people practice it and they get results. So do your part to keep the Dhamma alive, at the very least in your own heart. That's one of the things that helps keep it alive in the world.